Welcome to the Delling Pod with me, James Dellingpole. I'm really excited about this week's next guest. His name is Simon Dolan. He's a self-made millionaire, and I like his backstory, which we're going to learn all about soon. He lives in Monaco. He tells me what it's like being a millionaire in Monaco. He's also telling me about his judicial review, which he's crowdfunding against the ridiculous government lockdown policy. It's a great podcast. You can hear it now if you sign up to my Patreon. If you don't sign up to my Patreon, it's fine. I'm not going to hate you. I still love you very much. You're still my special friend. You're just going to have to wait 3 days for it to come out. So please support my Patreon. You'll find lots and lots of people just like you, and you'll read all sorts of exclusive stuff by me, which you won't find elsewhere. Thank you very much.
And it was saying basically about how you could scare the population into complying with these rules, and one of the lines I saw was, and I'm quoting now, the perceived level of personal threat needs to be increased using hard-hitting emotional messaging. We all know how Nazi Germany started, and it's not far off this, is it? It's freedom of speech going one day, freedom of movement, manipulation of population, propaganda. So that made me, this isn't the reason I did it, but that made me even more kind of determined to see this through to the end and to show the government that, there are at least some of the British people that have got the spirit and the backbone, and they can't just get away with anything. This is extraordinary times, not extraordinary, even unique. Even in the war, people weren't locked up. And like you just said, people have been, just sleepwalked, I suppose, into sitting at home and begging to stay at home, some of them. But like I say, it's turning. And I think this bizarrely timed news about Neil Ferguson yesterday. No, I mean, that's a whole subject. Well, I'll let you take that because I'll enjoy it.